It really is this time. It's not his fault. It's Deidre's. Listen, if it's any more than a minute or two, just go ahead and start. He can make the embarrassing walk up to the choir.
Well, welcome everybody to the church house tonight. Appreciate everybody coming out and appreciate this day. It was what a wonderful day that the Lord has given us. Definitely all the days are good, but you know, when you start getting the good weather and everything, it just seems like you appreciate it even more. And so I don't really have any scriptures on my heart, but I was just thinking that I knew this from a while back, but I haven't even thought about it in a long time, that Bethlehem was it was the house of bread. I mean, that's what that was represented, and Jesus was born in Bethlehem. What a the correlation between he is the bread of life and being born in the house of bread. What a wonderful thought, that bringing those together. And just let's pray for this service. Let's pray for our pastor, and let's just try to do everything we can for the Lord tonight. So we'll just ask everybody to bow their heads. We'll pray. And our Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord, and just thank you for all your blessings that you give to us, Lord, and you watch over us. It's just innumerable, Lord, and just watch over the service. If there's somebody here tonight, Lord, that has a need, that you would just reach out and touch their hearts, Lord, and show them what they need to do, Lord, and whether it's for salvation or just to get closer or whatever it may be, Lord, you know everybody's hearts and minds, Lord, and help us all just to do everything we can, Lord, to glorify thee. We just ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
Appreciate those songs. Just appreciate being here in the Lord's house. And this time we'll ask if everybody is willing to stand. We'll take prayer requests this evening. Somebody, there's some hands going up. Lots of hands. Lots to pray for all the time. Somebody have a spoken prayer request this evening? Just remember Terry. So true. Remember that request. Someone else.
Brent, I'd really like you guys to remember Eric and I's wedding this weekend. We have a lot of family coming from out of town, and I'd really love to just be able to have church and remember those that stay in town that they come to Sunday morning.
Remember that. Someone else. Remember Trey, that revival. Someone else. Remember that. Anything else before we pray this evening? Remember the service. Remember me. So I could get where I need to get if I need to do the preaching. So anything else? If not, Carl, lead us in prayer. This time we'll ask if somebody has a song or something on your heart, anything that the Lord puts on your heart, we'd sure enjoy hearing from it. It's good to be here, good to gather together. Sure, like to hear some singing if somebody has something on their heart. nobody has anything, we'll quickly shift over. Now, if somebody has some something on their heart, I'm fine with listening. I'm fine with trying to do whatever the Lord wants me to do, you know. But if somebody has something on their heart, I'm fine with listening too. So I know we got a few preachers here, so if you feel impressed, I'm happy to listen. So, but I'll give everybody a moment. And if you still got a song on your heart, we'd be or a testimony. Let's pray for Barry.
I gotta sing, but I don't physically have much left in my voice. I missed last week. Before I sing the song, I'd like to try to say what's on my mind. We taught about Boaz this morning to the little ones in Sunday school, and that kinsman redeemer. And Caleb Hunter once was preaching, and he connected it with another part in the New Testament. And, you know, Ruth followed Naomi back, and she loved her mother-in-law. And when Boaz came along, he made that agreement with the witnesses in place that he would take them in. And he would, they called it keeping alive the name of the dead. And they, so he took in Naomi and Ruth, and he acquired that land when there was a kinsman closer to him who refused. That kinsman said, I don't want to mar my inheritance. But Boaz did that for them. And in the New Testament, John the Baptist said, there's one coming whose shoe I'm not worthy to, I can't remember how he said it, undo the laces, or whose shoes I'm willing to latch. Well, in the Old Testament with Boaz, when he made that agreement, how they did it in front of the witnesses, they took off a shoe in front of the witnesses, and that was their promise. That was sealing the deal. And when John the Baptist was talking about Jesus, he said, there's one coming whose shoe I'm not worthy to unlace. But Jesus made that agreement for a sinner like me, and he became my redeemer, my kinsman redeemer. It's so beautiful how the Old Testament stories are connected, and they shadow what's to come and what Jesus did for us. And I got to sing this song, do my best. Sometimes down here, all too soon we must part. But I won't leave the ones I love a broken heart. My friends, someday if you can't find me, don't you worry. I know exactly where I'll be. If you don't see me tomorrow, look for me. In the morning, I'll be in glory with Jesus, my King. If you don't see me tomorrow, I'll be in that land where there's no sorrow. I'll be with Jesus in glory in the morning. You too can also do what I have done. Make sure of your trip to that home before setting sun, for there will be joy in the tears of those who weep. If you've said, I'll see you in the morning before you sleep. If you don't see me tomorrow, look for me. In the morning I'll be in glory with Jesus my King. If you don't see me tomorrow, I'll be in that land where there's no sorrow. I'll be with Jesus in glory in the morning, where there's no more brokenhearted and the day has always just started. I'll be with Jesus in glory in the morning.
Appreciate Barry. Appreciate that song. Appreciate just having a real true home to go to one day. I mean, we're going to be in heaven forever one day, and if that don't make you happy, you need to get your thinking right if you're saved. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thought. Heaven what got me saved. Hell's what got me saved. I didn't want to go to that place called hell. But I appreciate having a vision of a heavenly place that we're headed to. Someone else have a song or something on your heart? Anything at all? If not, any of you guys have anything? All right. So you just pray. We'll do the best we can. And I know who I am, so that's probably where I'm. That's kind of where I'm at tonight. I'm nobody, and the Lord's everything. So, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. Second Corinthians 12 and 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And so that's probably all I'm going to read. And you just pray. We need to know who we are. I guess that's where I'm at. We're weak. We can't do anything without the Lord. He is the light. He is everything. He commanded us to work. He said by the work, by the sweat of your brow, you'll eat. That's what we do. We work. But we are weak. And if we don't see that, we're going to fall and we're going to stumble and we're going to see that, it won't take long that you'll find yourself in a bad spot. And so we've seen, and the Bible gives plenty of accounts. I love David. He was a great man of God, made a few mistakes, but did a lot of good things. Probably most of us could say the same thing. If you had some triumphs along the way, and you had some failures along the way, glory be to God. Apostle Paul, he had some failures. In the beginning. Now, after he got saved on the road to Damascus, you don't see where he messed up too much. But he always reminded where he came from. Even though that he was a
great man of God, you know, and the Lord did mighty works. He was glorifying in his infirmities and his weakness because he knows where his strengths come from. Once you don't know where your strength comes from, there's two things. Either you're not saved or you got yourself a little up on the mountain, a little bit too high, and you need to get back down where God can use you. I look at David. You can see with him and between him going against the Goliath, he knew that he didn't have the power in himself to go up against Goliath. But he didn't know one that could conquer all things, not only Goliath, but conquered this Satan and the world. Unbelievable what Jesus was able to do. God created this world. He created us in here. We can't do anything without God and His blessings. You don't think that the sun, what could we do without the sun that's in the sky? Nothing. We couldn't see. We couldn't need none of those things. That's a blessing from God. And likewise, the Son of God, which is the light, we can't eat without Him. We don't have strength without Him. If you don't get vitamin D, your body will start to suffer along the way. And likewise, if you don't have Jesus in your life, you will suffer along the way through sin and different things. He came to take away our sin that was going to beat us up, that was too much for us. But He took our sin upon Him and put it on the cross and slew that sin, that whoever would believe in Him would be free from sin. And He said, "If I make you free, you're free indeed." Yeah, we're free indeed from sin. Does that mean that we can go around sin now? Absolutely not. But does mean that if you stumble along the way, we have the Lord on our side, that we can get down on our knees and ask the Lord for more help. We got out of the way. You say, are we strong? David, he decided he was going to number. I don't know why I'll pick on David tonight, but we're there. He decided he was going to number the children of Israel. He saw the strength that the Lord blessed him with, and he wanted to number it. And Joab said, "Don't do it." But the king's commandment prevailed, and it cost people's lives. The Lord was not happy with that. He gave Israel strength. He was the one that strengthened them. If they were going to go into battle and win a battle, it was because of Him, not because of their mighty works. How many times did you see in the Bible a few went against a lot? How many times did you see the king get on their knees and say, there's too many out there, Lord. We're going to need your help. That's where our help comes from. It comes from up on high. If you get to where you think you can do it on your own, and that you've done all right, and that you don't need the Lord's help, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Peter, he took his eyes off the Lord in that water. It started to sink. If you take your eyes off the Lord, surely you will sink, just like Peter did. Yeah. The Lord loves us, but He's going to teach us a few lessons along the way. I'd say anybody that had a job in the church or anywhere, I'll speak for myself. Lord bless you, preach one time, you think, boy, I did pretty good, but not so. It's just how we are. We learn along the way. You start off, but you figure out real quick who is in charge and who I, if somebody said, "Are you a preacher?" I say, "I'm a called man of God. Am I a preacher? I try to do what the Lord tells me to do. If there's any preaching, I hope the Lord comes through. because I'm not technically the preacher. He is the preacher. If anything comes from heaven and touches your soul, touches your heart, I'm nobody. I'm a weak man. I have infirmities. I don't like them. But Paul said he glories in his infirmities. Because, why? Because he knew where his strength come from. His strength come from the Lord. If we're all mighty and high and saying we're doing all good, we've let the Lord out. We don't need to leave the Lord out. He's the one in charge. We have to look towards him for our help. He is our help. All the time. All the time. And when we let that slip, that's when we're going to start to fail. We see David fail along the way. And we see, I also see, you know, we see a couple men in the Bible, which is really an interesting scenario. We see the strongest man maybe in the world at one time, Samson. You'd think, boy, he should be able to deliver, but he failed. We see Solomon, which was the wisest man in the world, most likely. He failed along the way. So wisdom and strength doesn't mean you're going to have it. But we see that many people in the Bible, people that you wouldn't even think that maybe we would even look down upon for what their profession is or for what they've done or something in their life, but they chose Jesus along the way. And they found strength in Jesus. And they cried out to Jesus for help. And said, Lord, if you don't help me. That was in the story this morning. A Canaanite woman came to the Lord. Needed help. And finally she just came out and said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. If you don't help me, nobody's going to help me. I haven't found any help. We find another woman that had an issue of blood that spent all her money, went to doctors. I haven't found help anywhere. There's no help out there, Lord. Will you help me? And then she found some help. She's found some help. You can find help in the Lord. Understand who we are. We're weak individuals. And we need help. I couldn't save myself. It took the Lord to save me. I don't keep myself. He keeps me. Everything I do, if the Lord wants me to do it, I say, Lord, help me to preach if you want me to preach. Help me to do those things. Help me to help people. You know, if we go on our own path and our own desires or our own mindset, we'll get off track and we'll go on a different journey. But we need the Lord in our lives every day. I've learned along the way, I need the Lord every day. That's how weak I am. So through my weakness, I see that I need to stay close to the Lord because He's my help. Without Him, I'm nothing. With Him, we're kings and princes and all those things that the Lord, priests and all those things that the Lord allows us to be in His name. But we can't abuse that. We always point to the Lord and say, Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the one in charge. Help us, Lord. Lead us. Guide us. You're the one that saved us in the first place. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do in our lives. What a wonderful Savior we have. It took our sin to the cross. Would we have any even hope without Him? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The law, all it's done was to point to our downfalls. It showed us where we was wrong. It showed us why we need the Lord. Why we need the Lord over and over again. You know, Apostle Paul said he thought the Lord or the law was going to help him, but it didn't help him. It actually slew him. And he's seen that he needed Christ. He needed Christ. And the law, all it was going to do was going to give him a death. How many people died under the law? How many people died under the law? So many people died under the law, under those things. But the woman that was caught in adultery, you know, could have died easily. But the Lord said, I forgive you.
I forgive you. Go and sin no more. The Lord has something for all of us. Doesn't matter who you are. He has something for you. And what a wonderful Savior we have. I'm glad He didn't just come for a certain amount of people. He didn't come just for the Jewish people. He came for all of us, that we could all have everlasting life if we believe in Him. And so, it's good to be here tonight. I don't know if I really feel like giving an invitation. It's definitely good to be here, good to be in the Lord's house. You know, if somebody has a song or something on your heart, we'd definitely encourage that. But good to be here. Somebody have something on their heart. Anything at all. And as always, if the Lord would be calling, the altar is always open. The altar is always open. And it's open when He calls. We don't open it. We don't close it. That's our weakness. We don't know. We don't know everybody's mind, where everybody's at. But we know the Lord does. And if you have a need in your life, it's always a good time to get the Lord in your life. So without a song, without anything, if you feel like coming, come to the Lord. It doesn't take songs, it just takes the Lord calling. Nobody has anything. We'll quickly come to a close. Anybody have anything at all? All right. We have one announcement. You said the business meeting, or not the business meeting, but Mel's member meeting tonight is going to be postponed at this time for tonight. Is there any other announcements or anything that need to be mentioned this evening? As it's said many times, let's remember our pastor, let's remember each other, remember this church. Anything else before we come to a close? Appreciate everybody coming out tonight. Appreciate people taking interest in coming to the Lord's house. Nobody else has anything, I'll have you stand to your feet. I'm going to wait for Bob to get up here. Bob, you want to dismiss us in prayer? Ask you, Lord, watch over each and every one of us. Help us, God, on our journey.